on into a Tuesday. Do appreciate your joining us. I'm Eric Carpenter, and this is KCVL KCRK. And about all I can say is it's a good thing it was rain coming down yesterday, or we'd have the high boots on with a lot of new snow. We're going to look at that weather forecast, that coming up in just a little while. It's springtime. It's getting there.
For top-notch customer service and unmatched choices in insurance products, you can depend on the folks at Guide Insurance Services in Colville for home and auto, farm, life, health, personal and business insurance policies. Call for a free quote and take advantage of rates, benefits, and services designed to give you more for your money. Call Guide Insurance Services today at 684-5850 or stop in at the Town Center Building, 298 South Main, Suite 101.
It's time for the annual Home and Garden Show, brought to you by the Colville Chamber of Commerce. Here's more information on that upcoming event.
Hi, everyone. It's Karen Learn with the Colville Chamber. I just wanted to let everyone know that the Home and Garden Show is coming up. It is March 17th and 18th, and it's held at the Spokane Community College, the Colville campus. We have 41 vendors that will be attending the show, some of them with two or more booths. We also have already over 9 grand prizes. One of them from Country Store is a char-broiled barbecue. It's absolutely gorgeous. We have a wood sculpture, we have a stained glass window, we have a front porch adorable home sign. We have all kinds of prizes, and then of course a lot of the vendors will be having door prizes at their booth. This year I have all kinds of vendors, from Academy Mortgage to WSU Extension Master Gardeners, with everything in between. Insurance, finances. We have a Norwex dealer. We have Merle Door and Window. We have crafters. We have all kinds of things at the home show this year. We have a great, great variety of vendors this year. I don't think I have any duplicates, which is great. Join us at the home show Friday from 10 to 5, Saturday from 9 to 4. It's $2 admission, and that $2 admission gets you into the grand prize drawing, which, like I said, we have over 9 prizes and still counting, so who knows? We hope to see everybody out there. It's a good way to start off your spring, to come to the home show.
This Friday, 10 till 5, Saturday, 9 till 4, $2 gets you in the door. It'll be at the Community College Center here in Colville. And get yourself ready for a good year at the house and around the yard. And we're going to be getting updates this week from WSU Master Gardener Program. Give you some tips to think about while getting your garden ready this year. It's the annual Home and Garden Show. With the legislature still in session, let's get an update from our state representative Joel Kretz on activities going on in Olympia.
Capital Report, I'm John Satguest. My guest is 7th District State Representative Joel Kretz from Wakanda. Thanks for being with us on our program.
Thank you.
Well, it's been a long couple of weeks of floor action, very late nights. One of the last bills to pass out of the House was a gun bill. I know that you're not a real fan of gun control bills. Talk about that legislation. What happened?
It was House Bill 1240. It's the so-called assault weapons ban. It prohibits the manufacture, importation, distribution, or sale of any assault weapon. It's just another attack on law-abiding gun owners. The criminals aren't going to obey gun laws. They never have, and they never will. Cities that have some of the strictest gun laws in the nation also have generally the worst crime rates. We all want to reduce gun violence, including gun owners. We want to keep guns out of the hands of people who want to do harm to others. But just like the high-capacity magazine ban from last year, this is not going to do anything to stop crime or gun violence. We need to be looking at the root causes of crime and violence, like poverty, economic despair, drug addiction, isolation, untreated mental health needs, and parental neglect.
And this isn't the only gun control bill that came up. House Bill 1143 deals with new requirements for the purchase or transfer of a firearm.
It creates a new permit to purchase a firearm. It prohibits firearm dealers from selling a firearm unless someone has this permit to make a deal. It also creates mandatory waiting periods and potentially creates a gun list because dealers would be required to record and store every transfer. What's that list going to be used for in the future? You know, who has access in that list? It raises some really serious questions about privacy and personal security.
The real strange thing about this is these bills come at a time when the majority party has proposed legislation that favors criminals over victims, right?
It's been really the theme of session. We've seen proposals to reduce the penalties for drive-by shootings and certain gang activities. They're eliminating sentence enhancements for violent gun crimes. And they're letting criminals out early. They're getting rid of the three strikes and you're out for a career violent criminal. They want to make it more difficult for law-abiding gun owners to protect themselves. And this is at a time when we have the lowest law enforcement per capita in the nation. We're fighting, but we've got to have the help from all of you out there. And if any of you can email comments in or make phone calls, we try to kill these in the Senate.
All right. State Representative Joel Kretz, thanks for fighting for us. We appreciate it. Thanks for being with us here on Capitol Report. In Olympia, this has been Capitol Report.
When your vehicle is involved in an accident, you want collision repair performed by highly trained experts. Since 1984, Carey's Auto Body has been your specialist. We handle the complete repair process to get you back on the road as quickly as possible. Carey's Auto Body works carefully with your insurance company to repair your vehicle to before accident condition. Carey's Auto Body, 1101 South Main in Colville. Log on to carriesautobody.com or call 509-684-2585.
Wild turkeys. If you're a wild bird hunter, you're going to want to, well, turn this report up a little. Dave Workman, a well-versed hunter, talking about wild turkeys. You're going to find him all over the place talking hunting topics. Here is Dave with some wild turkey talk.
We've got turkey hunting coming up here. I think I ought to remind people that March is the time when you're supposed to go down to the gun shop, get yourself some turkey targets, go down to the range, and pattern your shotgun because spring turkey season is going to open in the middle of April. And if you want to go shoot a tom, you need to be able to hit what you're shooting at. Get your camouflage clothing out of mothballs, wash it, make sure that everything is up to snuff, start planning ahead. Go down and buy some shotgun shells. If you got a new shotgun for Christmas, you really got to go pattern that thing. Especially living up there in Northeast Washington, that's the area where you've got the highest percentage of turkey hunting success, according to the Department of Fish and Wildlife. So this would be a good time for people to really start some early scouting activities and all through that country up there. And, you know, those birds, they don't travel a heck of a long ways. So the population is doing good, and now's the time to get out and start looking for them. Northeast Washington has the highest percentage of turkey harvest of any region in the state. You got a lot of turkeys up there. I'm not just talking about politicians. You got a lot of real wild turkeys up there. I've seen them in bunches over the winter months occasionally, or late fall when I've come up there to hunt deer in the late whitetail season. Now's the time to do a couple of things. First, pattern your shot. Make sure that the ammunition you're going to be using is going to pattern well when you get those big toms into range, you know, 25, 30, 35 yards away. Make sure you're using the right choke, good tight choke, a full or turkey full or extended full turkey or whatever they call these chokes, and pattern that thing, say, at 25 and maybe as far as 35 and 40 yards away to see what your shot pattern density is going to be inside of a particular circle, say a 25 or 30-inch circle. You're going to have one shot at a wild bird at any given time. Make it count. Do yourself a favor and get a nice bright orange vest and maybe even an orange cap that you can pull out of your backpack. Put that on your head while you're walking out of the woods. That's really important. In this state, you hunt wild turkeys with shotguns. In some states, they let you hunt them with rifles, but not in Washington State. So what I would suggest is if you've got a shotgun, you can get some camouflage cloth and maybe wrap part of it to help camouflage your gun. If you've got a gun that has camouflage in its finish, then you're miles ahead of the crowd. My turkey hunting shotgun is actually a semi-automatic from Mossberg. I've had it for a number of years. It's a Mossberg 935, and it's actually chambered for 3.5-inch magnum shells. Now, I know some guys who hunt with 3.5s. I know a lot more guys who will hunt with 3-inch magnums, and then you've got some people who will just hunt with standard 2 3/4-inch shotgun shells. I actually prefer a magnum, either a 3 or 3.5-inch. You've got a larger shot payload, and you've got a little extra distance with a tighter pattern with a 3 or 3.5-inch shell. One of the things that I think is important with your shotgun, you got to make sure that thing's in working order, whether it's a semi-auto, a pump, maybe a double, or even a single-shot shotgun. I've run into people in the woods, even during the fall grouse season, who hunt with single-shot shotguns. If you can do it with one shot, you're miles ahead of the game. I like a 12-gauge for turkeys. Some people hunt them with 20-gauge, but I think the prevailing wisdom out there is for a 12-gauge shotgun that'll chamber either a 3 or 3.5-inch shell. I prefer number 6 shot, for example. Some people will go with 5. I think 5 and 6 are the most popular shot sizes out there. According to the regulations, you can't use anything heavier than a number 4, if I recall correctly. Check your regulations pamphlets and sit down and read it. It's only a few pages long. All the regulations are in there. And if you want to check it online, it's there too. And you can also look up where the top productive turkey areas are. And that's important too, because a lot of people will drive, say, from Western Washington all the way over to hunt to somewhere in the Little Pend Arrays or up around Colville or Chewila, places like that, where they could get onto public land where you're going to find turkeys. There are wild turkeys around Liberty, for example. I always run into them there, and that's over north of Ellensburg. But up around northeast Washington, you've got a lot of good terrain up there, and now's a good time to actually start driving around, seeing if you can spot groups of turkeys. That way you've got a kind of a general idea where you might want to hunt. April 15th is the opener. I'm sure by then all the snow will be gone and it'll be warming up. But if you're going to be heading out for wild turkeys, be careful about it. Just keep your wits about you. Season opens April 15th and runs through the end of May 31st.
You can harvest wild turkeys all across Washington State. Ferry, Klickitat, Pend Oreille, Skamania, Stevens, Spokane, Okanagan, Chelan, Kittitas, Yakima counties with heavy turkey populations. You get the Rio Grande turkeys in Assotin, Columbia, Garfield, Lincoln, Walla Walla, Whitman counties. The eastern subspecies you can find west of the Cascades, Cowlitz, Lewis, Thurston, Wakayakum counties. The spring season, the area dates, the open restriction, bag limit, legal birds, statewide. Spring season, April 15th to May 31st. Hunting hours, 1 half hour before sunrise to sunset. During the spring seasons, male turkeys and turkeys with visible beards only, a total of 3 turkeys in the spring season. 2 turkeys can be killed in eastern Washington, except 3 can be killed in Spokane County. Only 1 can be killed in Kittitas or Yakima counties. 1 turkey can be killed per year in western Washington outside of Klickitat counties. It gets a little confusing. You want to check your state regulations because county by county, it's really going to depend on how many birds you can take.
Attention Eastern Washington. Last week, Saunders Furniture in Colville had their 29th anniversary sale. And if you miss this sale, it's your lucky day. They have extended the sale for the rest of this week. Store-wide savings up to 50% off. 12-month special financing available with your good credit. Plus, Saunders is giving away $500 in free furniture to one special winner. It's by far the biggest sale of the year you don't want to miss. It's the 29th anniversary sale, extended at Saunders Furniture.
Now, just a quick reminder here, there is the spring musical going on over at Woodland Theater in Kettle Falls. Let's remind you about that.
Hi, I'm Nancy Christopher. Beehive the 60s musical is coming to Woodland Theater, and I am the producer of the show. I'm Nancy Christopher, and I'm also in the show singing a lot of wonderful 60s songs. Now, those of you who didn't live during the 60s, this will be a wonderful history lesson. For those of you who lived in the 60s, this will be a great remembrance. So we're hoping that you'll come. The tickets are going to be available at Chamber of Commerce, TIX.com online, or if we are not sold out, at the door. Now, those of you who come to Woodland Theaters before realize that our spring musical often sells out, so you want to get those tickets early. So start planning with your friends because you do not want to miss this show. There are songs like Natural Woman, My Boyfriend's Back, One Fine Day, Me and Bobby McGee. We have Janis Joplin, we are singing Aretha Franklin songs, we're singing Tina Turner songs and Shirelles. There's many, many wonderful things that will spark your memory, and it's a very energetic night. So hopefully we'll see you there, running March 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th. Hopefully we'll see you at the theater.
Vogel Pump and Supply is more than just pipes, pumps, and fittings. It's people. People with the experience, tools, and capabilities to truly provide customer service at every level, in the store or out in the field. Fast, friendly, competent people with your best interest at heart. And they are the water professionals that can solve your toughest water problems. Put Vogel Pump and Supply to work for you today. Call 684-2569 or stop in at 2250 North Highway in Colville. Now open on winter hours. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Closed Saturday and Sunday.
Now scheduling well drilling for summer 2023. Call us today for your free estimate.
Don't forget, it is WSU NIT basketball tournament action that coming up tonight. The Cougars take on the Eastern Eagles, pregame at 7:30, tip off at 8 o'clock. The NIT tournament, we're going to have that on KCVL. That'll get underway at 7:30 tonight. Today's local weather forecast brought to you by Constructive Fun Toys. They're having a St. Patrick's Day sale, one day only, March 17th. 17% off in-store or online. You can find Constructive Fun Toys, 163 South Main in Colville, or see them online at constructivefuntoys.com. Clouds, 42 for an afternoon high, down to 22 overnight, mostly sunny Wednesday, 45 for a high, 22 overnight, sunshine Thursday and Friday. In fact, Friday we could reach 50 degrees. Partly cloudy Friday night, 26 the low, partly sunny Saturday, 51 for the high, 30 the overnight low, back to a chance of rain showers on Sunday and Monday. High temperatures still going to be up around 50. Constructive Fun Toys, they're open 10 till 5 Tuesday through Friday, 10 till 3 on Saturday. Make it a great Tuesday. Enjoy it. Doesn't look like we're going to have the rain that we've been having. I'm Eric Carpenter, and this is KCVL KCRK.